The views and opinions expressed by the hosts and guests of this program do not necessarily reflect those of Power Media Group, its stations, management staff, or advertisers.
We all owe them, but very few of us know them. They took an oath to protect us at home and abroad, so the rest of us can live safe and free. They are the men and women of our military and first responder communities, and these are their stories. American Warrior Radio is on the air.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to American Warrior Radio. This is your host, Ben Bueller Garcia. Thanks for tuning in. Giving is the reason we exist as a company. I bet you won't find that mission statement on many corporate websites, but that's precisely what you'll find on the websites of two companies founded by 25-year Navy Special Warfare veteran Tim Cruikshank. One product raises your blood pressure and the other one can lower it, but don't take my word for it. I'm not a doctor. Welcome to American Warrior Radio, the founder and CEO of Bone Frog Cellars and Bone Frog Coffee, Mr. Tim Cruikshank.
Ben, thanks for having me on your show. I appreciate it.
So, coffee raise your blood pressure. Wine can help your heart, right?
That's right. We got you in the morning and then in the evening.
Good point. Well staked. Now, I tell you, Tim, I've got a rule. All my regular listeners know this. Before an author comes on the show, I've got to read their book before they come on. So I really missed the boat on this one. I guess I should have demanded you sent me a bottle of wine before you came on the show, huh?
I think you should have. We'll get one down to you.
It's radio. We'll pretend. Delicious. I'm swirling it in the glass right now. Tim, why the SEALs? Were you East, West Coast?
I was both. I started out on the East Coast right out of Buds. I went to SEAL Team 8 out in Little Creek, Virginia, but I ended up serving on both coasts and was forward deployed to Stuttgart, Germany as well, the Unit 2 out there.
And your specialty was?
So I started out as a corpsman. I was an 18 Delta Special Operations medic. So that was my primary duty. They give you, in Naval Special Warfare, in the SEAL teams, you have a lot of collateral duties. Kind of the statement of jack of all trades, specialty of none. But, you know, for me, in my position in the platoon, on top of, you know, being in charge of all the medical side of things, I also was a rope master, so fast roping, spy rigging, I would set up all that. I was in charge of open and closed circuits, so all the maintenance on all those rigs. I was primary demolition guy, so when we hit targets, I was the one that was setting demo. I did prisoner handling. I did bioidentification. The list goes on and on and on, but my primary duties were as the medic, and so I was responsible for the health of the platoon, and each platoon had two corpsmen, and so when we broke up into squads, it was my job to be in charge of taking care of the guys.
Now, I don't do math in public, Tim, but you retired in 2016. I'm trying to count back 25 years, so you were pre-9/11.
Yes. I came in 1990.
Okay, and how did that, but you were serving through that. How did things change? I mean, because I guess the one thing I look at, and one of the nonprofits we're going to talk about today, you know, they talk about how the pace, the intensity, the need of deployment for Navy SEALs just skyrocketed after 9/11.
Yeah, and it was already pretty high even before then. You know, so when I came in, it was right after Desert Storm. We supported that a little bit a few years after that. And then a couple, you know, smaller things throughout then. So we had Somalia and Haiti, and I served over in Bosnia and did that. And it wasn't until 9/11. It was really interesting. My oldest daughter was born September 10th, the day before, and so I was in a hospital room with my newborn child when the planes hit the Twin Towers and the whole thing went down. So my life personally, as well as probably everybody out there listening, has a different story of what happened that day and how significant it was. My life changed personally throughout that. And my kids, you know, knew nothing but me being at war the entire time. And I remember one time, you know, I was gone for half my son's life at one point. And, you know, it takes a toll on your family. The op tempo is super high. You're deploying, you come back, you're doing workups, you get a couple days off, and you're back at it again. And so for a lot of people serving in the military, it was a long haul, and it was a really long war. I got out in 2016, and we were still going. I think it took a toll on all of us in different ways.
Now, Tim, one thing I've learned from my interaction with the community in general, I mean, SEALs are tough folks, but they're also very smart. In your case, though, I honestly have some doubts. I mean, starting two new companies in the middle of a global pandemic, maybe not yeah. not what they teach at MBA school.
Yeah. It's funny, we joke about that, my business partner and I, you know, why start one when you could start two, right? In the middle of a global pandemic, right? One thing the military teaches you is, you know, is grit and never quit and get outside your comfort zone. And, you know, when I got out, I didn't know anything about coffee and wine and starting a business. I was a military guy, and that's all I knew. And, you know, when I had this idea to start this stuff, I had to find what we call subject matter experts, and I did. And I made myself smart on all this stuff, and I partnered with a guy, Dave Johnston, that was what he considers, and I'm doing air quotes, a recovering venture capitalist. But he was really smart on business and how to set up a business and a business plan. And so we really took our time in the beginning setting a good foundation to get started and what we wanted our business to look like and moving forward. And really, you know, I joke around about this, but he's the one that helps me with my right and left boundaries on this thing, because I have a lot of great ideas and things like that. And, you know, he'll say, hey, have you thought about this? And have you thought about that? And I was like, oh, well, maybe not. And so we laugh about that stuff, but really he's really good at keeping me focused forward on what our mission is and the business side of things.
And ladies and gentlemen, those companies are Bone Frog Cellars and Bone Frog Coffee. Tim, when we come back, it's interesting in reading and researching your story, and I may be wrong, and we can talk about this after the break, but it's almost like you didn't have a passion for wine. You're not a foodie. You didn't have a passion for coffee necessarily, although a lot of you Special Forces guys just love your coffee. It's almost like these two ventures were a bridge or a vehicle to what your real passion was, and I want you to share that with our listeners when we come back in a little bit. Hey, folks, remember what it was like when you were a kid waiting for Santa to arrive? That's the way I felt in anticipation of our new American Warrior Radio Challenge coins from Boss Custom Coins. They just arrived, and I am overjoyed. They're stunning. They've got just the right amount of heft, and the American Warrior Radio logo really pops on the copper base. The process was easy. I chose the basic parameters from multiple options at BossCoins.com website. Their artists helped me finalize the design, and I had them in my pocket only 2 weeks later. If you're thinking about a challenge coin or need to reorder your current one, please consider my friends at BossCoins.com. I'll even sweeten the deal. Send me an email, bbg@AmericanWarriorRadio.com, and I'll personally introduce you to one of the bosses at Boss Custom Coins, who will give you a special American Warrior Radio listener discount. I love our new coins. You'll love your Boss Custom Coin too. Get started at BossCoins.com, and don't forget to shoot me an email, bbg@AmericanWarriorRadio.com, to get your special discount. I believe that American flags should be American-made. Every part and parcel of an Allegiance flag is sourced, every flag is hand-stitched, and every customer service call is taken right here in America. The seamstresses at Allegiance Flag may cut the cloth, but they don't cut corners. They lovingly pour over every line, every stitch, to make sure you get the best flag out there. Shop for your new flag by visiting our friends at showallegiance.com. Use the American Warrior Radio discount code AWR10 at checkout. The gold standard of American flags. It's what we fly. Showallegiance.com.
This is Ben Bueller-Garcia.
Garcia, host of American Warrior Radio. If you're Medicare eligible and military connected, Rich Lewis and Medicare Mentors will guide you through setting up coverage and making sure you have the right options. You don't have to navigate the Medicare maze alone. Call Medicare Mentors now for your free consultation and free service. Call 719-886-3377. That's 719-886-3377. Medicare Mentors, personal guidance, no cost consultation, proud sponsors of American Warrior Radio, Saturdays at noon on KPPF Colorado Springs.
Baseball is back. Listen to all Rocky Mountain Vibes home games with play-by-play with George Holden and Mike Lewis, and all away games broadcasting live on KPPF 98.5 FM, 1040 AM, 95.7 FM, and streaming online at kppfradio.com. KPPF, the official broadcast station for your Rocky Mountain Vibes. Rocky Mountain Vibes.
Welcome back to American Warrior Radio, ladies and gentlemen. This is your host, Ben Bueller Garcia. We're talking with Tim Cruikshank. Cruikshank. Tim is the founder and CEO of two companies. One is called Bone Frog Cellars, and the other is called Bone Frog Coffee. Tim, before we get to the quiz question I left you with, explain Bone Frog to folks, the origin of that, and Keith, and how this all came to be.
Yeah, I think that's really important. So, back in World War II, the underwater demolition teams were called the Navy Frogmen, the Frogmen of the Navy. They actually made a movie about it. NDCDUs, the UDTs, Scouts and Raiders, they were the first ones that cleared the beaches in Normandy in the South Pacific for the beach landings. As time went by, you know, Vietnam, men with green faces, 1962, President Kennedy commissioned the first SEAL team, SEAL Team 1 and 2. And that's when they became SEALs. This bone frog image was initially drawn by a friend of mine, Keith Murray, who was also a SEAL corpsman. It became a sacred symbol because of that, because of his death. The guys adopted it as this symbol of those that gave their lives in defense of our country and our freedom and our way of life. And in the SEAL teams, it's a very sacred symbol. Guys have it tattooed on their bodies. They have it, on their windshields, things like that, to commemorate their teammates or to honor their legacies and remember them. It's a very sacred symbol. It's also very eye-catching and a conversation piece. And, you know, when we put a bag of coffee out or a bottle of wine, it immediately catches people's attention and they ask what it is. And that's kind of what I wanted in naming the company this way.
Ben's dumb question of the show, Tim. If I see an operator who's got the tattoo or on their vehicle, that does that specifically mean that or it's highly likely that they lost a teammate?
Most likely, yeah. Okay.
Okay. Now you also, I love it when folks, you know, visit bonefrogcellars.com or bonefrog-coffee.com. You can see what we're talking about because, Tim, you augmented the logo a little bit. You kind of tweaked it a little bit to reflect some kind of interesting little additions.
Yeah, I took the bone frog and I redrew it just out of respect for Keith. And I added the trident into the pelvis of the frog. I kind of lengthened the body. I changed the head a little bit to represent kind of a Navy anchor. I wanted to just make it a little bit different and unique for our company.
So back to the quiz question, you, and I, again, feel free, you're not shy, you'll correct me if I'm wrong, but I my sense, Tim, is that these two companies are really more of a vehicle than for your true passion versus a passion for wine or coffee in particular. But this whole venture is very deeply personal for you. And as I understand it, it all started at your retirement ceremony, literally when you were at the podium, I'm guessing.
Yeah, so I retired in 2016, and the Navy's got very traditional, elaborate retirements. I retired out of a joint command at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, and I remember I was trying to give my talk, and I had this idea right there in the middle of it. And I remember going back and that night and talking to my wife and telling her that I had an idea, but really I felt like I was leaving the guys behind, and here we've been at war for 16 years, and the war was still continuing at that time, and I I wanted to find a way to give back, to honor the memories of all those guys that gave their lives in defense of our country. And I wanted to talk about kind of the heroic acts. And in doing that, keeping their memories alive, there's a saying that we die twice, once when we stop breathing and once again when somebody says our name for the last time. And I take that to heart. And I almost feel a calling to continue to say their names and talk about them. And on top of it, I wanted to be able to give back to the community that gave so much to me. And so we give a percentage back of all the money that we make to the foundations that support both active duty, their families, the kids, disabled veterans, that type of stuff. It really is a passion for me and something that gives me purpose. And, you know, a lot of guys, they have these memories and experiences that they retire with, and you can go one of two directions with it. And I wanted to use it as a positive to help others and really create legacies for these guys that have given so much for our country.
So again, I may be assuming, Tim, but you didn't know a darn thing about roasting beans or venting wine. Why those two sectors of business?
Well, yeah, like take coffee, for example. If we were going to get together for a business meeting or something like that, we say, hey, let's meet at a local coffee shop. We'll sit down and talk. And it's the same way with wine. When we get together with friends and have a nice meal and we put a bottle of wine out there, and they're both conversation pieces. They're vehicles for conversation, which I wanted to start. And so the coffee itself, you're exactly right. I didn't know anything about roasting coffee. And we were fortunate enough to find one of the most iconic coffee roasters here in the Seattle area. And when you're making coffee in Seattle, you better mean good coffee because, right, we've got quite the history here. And I was fortunate enough to run into a guy named Dave Stewart. He's the original owner of Seattle's Best Coffee. Dave's business was bought out by Starbucks, and Dave went on to continue roasting and has his own company. But when he heard about what we were doing, he jumped on board. He's very patriotic and thankful for his freedom and the sacrifices of our military. And he's like, hey, I want to help you guys. And he mentors us and he helps us create our blends and has just been a huge asset for us in the coffee roasting industry. And, you know, it helps us produce some amazing coffee. So we're very fortunate to have partnered with him in that regard.
Yeah, you know, I'm curious about something. I know the part of your mission is, and you said it yourself about, you know, we die twice, and you see the hashtag out there, never forget on everything. But, and you know, really that's why we're in this business too, Tim, is to tell these stories. But have you, I can't remember the name of it. There's a line of wine that has like a convict's face on it. And it's sort of 3D-ish. And if you take your smartphone, you know what I'm talking about? And it tells you the story of that particular convict. Have you ever considered doing something like that for Bone Frog, where every case of bottles would tell a story of a different person?
Yeah, that's been brought up to us as a way to tell our stories. When we first started this, I wanted to create a foundation where we talk about kind of the history of things. So through the Bone Frog, and then I've got a Frogman label and a Zen Frog label, and now we're going to start going into specific people. And we're working with a family right now. I don't want to let the cat out of the bag, but we're working with a specific family. And you'll know more when this comes out. But that's why we exist, to be able to tell their stories. And I'm doing this through the parents, Gold Star parents that lost their son. And we're going to tell his story through the eyes of his parents. And I think it's going to be outstanding. Prisoner Wine is the one you're talking about. And you can scan over it and it tells the story. It's a pretty cool way to do it. We're trying to do it through our website and our messaging and talk about these guys that lost their lives.
Now, if people go to your website, particularly the Bone Frog Cellars, you talk about it being a boutique a winery. What is there in the industry, Tim, is there a number that you have to stay below to be able to use the word boutique? Or, I mean, do I have to keep my number of listeners down and keep calling American Warrior Radio boutique radio show? No,
we're just small. We're a small winery, and that's all it means. We just started a little over a year ago, and with the wine, we did the same thing. We found one of the top winemakers here in the state, and so proud of Washington Wines making their mark in the wine industry and really kind of challenging California for some of the top wines. And we were fortunate enough to partner with one of the top winemakers here and really sit down and talk about winemaking in depth. It's a combination of really chemistry and art that come together to create something truly amazing. And we source from some of the oldest vineyards here in the state. We age 18 months in French oak. All these things were a huge learning curve for me in trying to figure all this out. And logistically, you know, just being a NUG military guy coming out, not knowing anything about the wine industry, learning, you know, state taxes, federal taxes, shipping across state lines, all these kind of things were difficult. And if it wasn't for other people helping me out, you know, it's nearly impossible to do. But I've been very fortunate to have some great people to work with in the industry.
Well, and that's something I want to touch on when we come back after the next break, Tim, because that I'm guessing some of that you developed with in the teams, where it's everything is a team effort, and to succeed and prosecute the mission and get everybody through, it's a team effort. And it sounds like you're applying that in your business. Now, did the wine come first or the coffee, or did you literally start them both at the same time?
The wine actually came first. It took a while to get all those things up and running for the number of reasons that I talked about. So I'm looking forward to talking to you in the next segment about that.
Ladies and gentlemen, when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about coffee and wine. Two great subjects with the former Navy SEAL, Tim Cruikshank. Stick around. We'll be right back.
From family to fun and work, we lead busy lives, and making time to go to the DMV is the last thing you want to do. Fortunately, many Colorado DMV services are online, so you can skip the trip. Save time, go online. Visit dmv.colorado.gov/save-time and get back to living life. Sponsored by the Colorado Department of Revenue and the Colorado Broadcasters Association. Are you part of Colorado's dirty little secret? Did you know that Colorado ranks lower than comparable states for recycling? You can help. Recycling valuable material like glass bottles and jars creates jobs here in Colorado and protects our wild places. Take the pledge, no glass in the trash, at erasethewasteco.org. Sponsored by the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment and the Colorado Broadcasters Association.
I believe that American flags should be American-made. Every part and parcel of an Allegiant's flag is sourced, every flag is hand-stitched, and every customer service call is taken right here in America. The seamstresses at Allegiant Flag may cut the cloth, but they don't cut corners. They lovingly pour over every line, every stitch, to make sure you get the best flag out there. Shop for your new flag by visiting our friends at showallegiance.com. Use the American Warrior Radio discount code AWR10 at checkout. The gold standard of American flags. It's what we fly. Showallegiance.com.
There's a lot to love about Colorado, but there's something that every Coloradan should know. Colorado's soils contain radon gas. You can't see, smell, or taste it, and it sneaks its way into your home through openings in your foundation. Radon is a leading cause of lung cancer in Colorado, so testing your home is important. Luckily, getting test kits and discovering affordable repairs is easy. Get started at coloradoradon.info. Sponsored by the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment and the Colorado Broadcasters Association.
Life is full of bittersweet transitions. It's difficult to know how these changes will impact us over time. For some people, difficult transitions like retirement, divorce, or loss of a loved one can hit harder than expected and may contribute to feelings of hopelessness or even thoughts of suicide. The risk of suicide is even higher for men over 50 who served our country. Guys like me. That's why support from friends and family makes such a big difference. Every day, your actions could help save a life. Together, we got this. Learn how you can help save a life at VeteransCrisisLine.net.
This is Ben Bueller Garcia, host of American Warrior Radio. If you're Medicare eligible and military connected, Rich Lewis and Medicare Mentors will guide you through setting up coverage and making sure you have the right options. You don't have to navigate the Medicare maze alone. Call Medicare Mentors now for your free consultation and free service. Call 719-886-3377. That's 719-886-3377. Medicare Mentors, personal guidance, no-cost consultation, proud sponsors of American Warrior Radio, Saturdays at noon on KPPF Colorado Springs.
This is KPPF, the power of community.
Welcome back to American Warrior Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your host, Ben Bueller Garcia. We're chatting with Tim Cruikshank. Tim is the founder and CEO of no less than two companies, Bone Frog Cellars and Bone Frog Coffee. Tim, not too long ago, we had Brian Doherty on the show. I don't know if you know Brian. He's a Navy SEAL, the founder of the Declan James Watch Company.
I do. I know him.
Oh, great. And we were talking about the Navy SEAL ethos and how that plays into, you know, these just wonderful fine timepieces that he's making. And from the reviews and the people I've heard that have tried your wine, that it's a what do the chefs call it? A good juice, I think they call it. Very, very high quality wine. What are the things from the SEALs teams that translated into your business? I mean, for example, the wine business, I get the sense, is a pretty cutthroat business, but you know, your ability to stay calm in midst of chaos that you learned in the SEAL teams, does that translate into your business, among other things?
Yeah, I think, you know, when you look back on all your experiences throughout your life, your training, things like that, the things that help propel you forward, what keeps you from quitting, what drives you to be successful, all those things that I learned in the SEAL teams are what push me forward. And, you know, I try to talk about this a little bit when I do public speaking, is for all the veterans that are out there specifically, but for everybody that's trying to start a new business, or, you know, the veterans that had just gotten out, find something that you're passionate about, something that you get up in the morning and you're not hitting the snooze button because you're not excited about what you're doing. Find something with purpose. And all those experiences from your life before, use those to propel yourself forward. And for us, you know, you see a lot of different SEAL businesses, and we have a perspective that, I don't know, maybe it's a little bit different, but it's based off of our training and our experiences in war. And it, I think it pushes us to never quit, to be successful, to create something that is new and innovative and amazing. And, you know, when we created these two companies, you can't just have a good story. You've also got to have a good product. And we made sure that we did. And the guys, you know, and the team guys would let me know if we didn't. And so we pushed ourselves really hard as far as the quality of our products. And it's all that kind of background and perspective and training and experiences and all that stuff that push us to be better every day in what we're doing.
Let's talk a little bit about coffee, because I know more about that than I do about wine. Now, one thing I've learned from talking to the various veteran entrepreneurs I've had on the show here, Tim, is, you know, you got to hustle. You got to be I need to be a better promoter for American Warrior Radio. So I keep angling to be a brand ambassador. But when I go to bonefrog-coffee.com, that's not going to work because the doctor says I have to drink decaf. Is that...
Yeah.
Is decaf coming down the line sometime soon, or?
It is, and it's really been something that a lot of people request. We currently have four different blends right now, and the decaf is probably going to be our next one because it's so commonly requested.
Well, there you go. So keep me in mind.
Yeah, I will.
Shameless. I don't know if this is unique with you. So your coffee is also sort of a boutique coffee shop. And as I understand it, when people get their coffee, I mean, you're literally roasting it to order. Is that unusual in your business?
A little bit. Yeah. Let me tell you some background on that. So Dave Stewart, who helps us roast, his brother, Jimmy, who he partnered with in Seattle's Best Coffee, when they sold their business, Jimmy and his wife, who's a Colombian woman, bought a bunch of coffee farms down in Central and South America, and she runs those. And in that, you know, it's very male-dominant society down there, and for a female to run these, I just think it's fantastic. And in doing that, you know, she grows very high quality coffee, and when Dave buys the beans from them, we get the highest quality green beans coming up here to Washington. We take those green beans, and when orders come in, they're roasted to order and shipped out directly. And so when you order, you're getting beans that were roasted a day or two before straight to your doorstep. So you couldn't get, you know, fresher coffee delivered straight to you. It's amazing.
The second dumb question. Usually I only get one, but second dumb question. And one thing I love about, if folks go to bonefrogsellers.com or bonefrog-coffee.com, they'll get to see these labels, both on the bottles of wine and your bags of your coffee. And one that made me chuckle and is pretty cool is Zen Frog, which is both, I think, both your wine and your coffee. And that label itself has a story behind it, right?
Yeah, Zen Frog... it's kind of funny. My wife got me the original Zen Frog for my desk when I was in a position, you know, in charge of a lot of people and that kind of stuff. And it helped remind me to stay calm. But really, I created the Zen Frog itself to talk about a mindset of staying calm in the midst of chaos. And it's part of our training. And really, calm is contagious. It is something that the guys look to the leader for. And even if everything has gone sideways, as long as you're staying calm, using good judgment, moving forward, the people around you will pick up on that. So it talks a little bit about it on the bag, and then it refers you to the website. We'll talk about it more. That label is in the setting of Vietnam. I try to do period pieces for the labels. You'll see the Hueys in the background, and you know he's kind of calm right in the midst of combat. But that's kind of the story behind it and what it's meant to represent. And I think it, you know, for the current times, we use that both for our coffee and our Chardonnay. Over the last year and a half, I think there's been a lot of chaos for all of us in our daily lives, a lot of stress and that kind of stuff. And it's a reminder to take a deep breath and to stay calm and clear your mind and, I think it's a good representation of that.
Well, maybe the Zen Frog will be the mascot for the decaf, huh?
Right now, it's our light roast.
So the question on that, so in the wine line, the Zen Frog is your Chardonnay. Why is Cabernet and Merlot more expensive than the white wines? Does it take longer, or what's the reason behind that, or is it just a marketing decision?
No, they do take longer. The red wines are the ones that spend the time in the French oak, and so takes 18 months to make those.
Okay, and you're again a relatively new company, but what is your reach been? Is this something folks can go to their local liquor store and buy, is it still strictly online? And because I think there's still states around the country that don't allow mail order liquor?
Yeah, it's, you know, you wouldn't think that, but there are a few states. We have a handful of states that we are not allowed to, by law, ship alcohol to. The coffee is shipped nationwide, and we sell to all 50 states right now online. The alcohol, there's a handful of states that we're not allowed to ship to, for one reason or another, just because of state laws. We're shipping nationally on all of that as well. We're mostly online, but we do have some restaurants here in the Seattle area that carry our wine and our coffee. We're in some private clubs in Southern California. We're not a company that wants to be in the grocery store or things like that. We want to be a little bit more exclusive. Buy direct from us online or go to some of these private clubs or restaurants to find it.
One of your more intriguing labels or lines of coffee is the Andrews and Wilson Sons of Valor coffee label. When we come back, Tim, I want to talk a little bit about that. And really what I heard you say in another interview, you call it the Andrews and Wilson model. And something I'm seeing more of and is I feel very good about and is very heartening. And I want our listeners to hear about that some more when we come back. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Ben Bueller Garcia. Stick around.
I believe that American flags should be American-made. Every part and parcel of an Allegiance flag is sourced, every flag is hand-stitched, and every customer service call is taken right here in America. The seamstresses at Allegiance Flag may cut the cloth, but they don't cut corners. They lovingly pour over every line, every stitch, to make sure you get the best flag out there. Shop for your new flag by visiting our friends at showallegiance.com. Use the American Warrior Radio discount code AWR10 at checkout. The gold standard of American flags. It's what we fly. Showallegiance.com.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke.
I couldn't speak or walk.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
This is Ben Bueller Garcia, host of American Warrior Radio. If you're Medicare eligible and military connected, Rich Lewis and Medicare Mentors will guide you through setting up coverage and making sure you have the right options. You don't have to navigate the Medicare maze alone. Call Medicare Mentors now for your free consultation and free service. Call 719-886-3377. That's 719-886-3377. Medicare Mentors, personal guidance, no cost consultation, proud sponsors of American Warrior Radio, Saturdays at noon on KPPF Colorado Springs.
Welcome back to American Warrior Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your host, Ben Bueller Garcia. We're talking with the CEO and founder of Bone Frog Cellars. Let me start over, Tim. BoneFrogCellars.com and BoneFrog-Coffee.com. Tim Cruikshank. Tim, I teased before the break. I was talking to the Andrews and Wilson folks. Folks don't know them. They're both Navy veterans, a highly successful writing team. And I was teasing them. I need to give them an executive producer credit because they're always bringing me such great guests. But let's talk about the Andrews and Wilson model of collaboration. I'm seeing that, and I don't know if it's just coincidence. I think not, Tim, but I'm seeing that more and more out there, at least with the guests that I'm talking to. And I love the idea.
Yeah. Jeff Wilson reached out to me initially and we talked, and we know a lot of the same people, and we got to know each other a little bit. And as we talked and we kind of worked through this, we were already, you know, let me back up a sec. So I had created something that I thought was important. And when I got out of the military and when people get out, we had done so much together as a team. We had talked about teamwork in the previous segment, and we were able to do all these great things together. And then we get out, we separate or retire from the Navy or the military, and we go our separate ways. And it didn't make sense to me. So when Jeff and I were sitting talking about this, we wanted to collaborate on something to help each other out. And Brian and Jeff are really, really good at this, and they help promote other businesses, and they talk about other businesses, and we're doing the same thing on our website. We put military, retired military businesses on there just to help them and talk about them. And every public speaking event I do, I talk about a different one of them. I think it's really important that those that are going forward reach a hand back and help others to be successful. Open up your Rolodex, offer advice, help people out. Brian and Jeff are really, really good at that. And it's been a great relationship. So we kind of went in on this joint venture on their book launch. They're international best-selling authors. They're amazing. They just launched Sons of Valor, and we created a specialty blend just for them in helping them promote their Sons of Valor book series.
And it's a good series. I've read it. So on the website there, folks, I encourage you to go and look for the, it's called the Focal Point page, and you can see more about what Tim is talking about. It focuses on, as he mentioned, various other veteran initiatives, like our good buddy Eli Crane from Bottle Breacher. I was pleased to see him up there. The only thing that the Focal Point page is missing right now is a radio show, Tim.
I agree, and you'll be on there soon.
I'm not a veteran. I don't qualify.
You're helping promote veteran issues.
Fair enough.
We'll get you on there.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
Too easy.
Absolutely. You're doing great things, Ben.
Yeah. I'm just a guy broadcasting out of his parents' basement, Tim.
Greatly appreciated.
Something you said struck me, because I had a former Delta Force operator on, and he talked a little bit about just what a huge, when he got out into the civilian world, just that huge sense of loss of purpose and the loss of his tribe, as he called it. And one of the things I get from what you and your partner are doing, Tim, is you're really encouraging and trying to set an example for those other veterans to find that second mission, if you will, in life, and to renew that purpose and that sense of team and camaraderie that you might be missing from your time in the military. Is that an accurate assessment?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's hard. They talk about the transition and how difficult it's going to be and all this stuff, but you don't realize until you're actually out what that means. And I remember when I got out, I felt like I was on an island all by myself. And you lose that sense of camaraderie. You feel like you've lost your family, your friends, your brotherhood, your sense of purpose. Because when you're in the military working at that level, your sense of purpose is through the roof, and you get out and it's gone. And so I talked about that earlier, that, you know, for those veterans that are getting out and separating or retiring, try to find something that you're passionate about that drives you when you get up in the morning, and the rest of it will follow. There's a huge community of people out there that want to help you, that will reach a handout. Just call, email any of these guys, myself included. We're there to help and to create that community again, and the brotherhood of camaraderie and sense of purpose.
Tim, we're running low on time here. I definitely want to mention that, you know, I mentioned the Navy SEAL Foundation. That's, you support, gosh, maybe a half a dozen charities with the proceeds from both the wine and the coffee. But the Navy SEAL Foundation, you like that one a lot. And maybe did you have a personal experience with their services, or what's the reason behind that?
So the Navy SEAL Foundation was really played an integral part in my career. I'll keep the story short, but my wife has stage 4 cancer, and when we were a forward deployed task unit in Germany, they were really played an integral role in helping her get back to Bethesda for some testing and treatment that she needed. And they were the first ones I thought of when it was time to start donating money. I really wanted to help them because of all the great things that they do. They were a really important part of kind of this whole thing that I was putting together. So thank you for bringing that up and supporting us. We want to get bigger so we can do more to give back, and that's a huge part of it.
Tim, what's your wife's name?
Her name is Liz.
Okay, I'm going to ask all my listeners not only to consider supporting the Navy SEAL Foundation, but hey, you know, send a prayer up for Liz. That doesn't take but a moment. And
thank you.
I don't know about
you,
sir, but I believe in it. So
Really appreciate it.
After the second mission again, one thing I talk about Eli Crania, our friend, he's just declared to run for federal office, to run for Congress. Would you like to see more of that type of activity, Tim, or to each their own?
We need more of it. And I, you know, as soon as I heard Eli was doing that, I reached out to him, and I'm so proud of what he's doing and what he's accomplished after he got out of the military. And he's doing great things. We've got several SEALs running for Congress right now. Derek Van Orden in Wisconsin, Eli down in Arizona, Ryan Zinke up in Montana, and obviously Dan Crenshaw down in Texas. All those guys are great Americans, and they're fighting for what they believe in, a greater America. We need more veterans out there to stand up and run for office. I think right now it's at the lowest in history.
Yeah, it is.
In Congress and Senate. We need more veterans to run for office.
And I ran for office twice and failed, and it's really a tough road, and there's not a lot of thanks in it, but you know, you and your comrades are used to that. So they've already got the skills, the first skills they need to do it.
That's right. That's right. So I encourage more veterans to do that, to step up and help out in our government.
Tim, I encourage folks again to visit bonefrogsellers.com, bonefrog-coffee.com. Check out these wonderful products, and I will buy some of your, don't tell my doctor, but I'm going to go ahead and buy some of the dark blend because I like my coffee chewy, and I'll let you know how that goes. But thank you so much for spending your Saturday with our listeners, Tim.
Thank you so much for having me. One last thing to the listeners. We'd love to have you go to our websites and check it out. We'd love you to be part of the team and what we're trying to accomplish in our mission. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, sir. My honor. Ladies and gentlemen, you can find this podcast and over 250, almost 300 others at AmericanWarriorRadio.com. Find us on your favorite streaming platform. We're trying to be everywhere. Please help spread the message. Until next time, all policies and procedures are to remain in place. Take care.
Listening to American Warrior Radio. You can hear over 150 episodes of this program at AmericanWarriorRadio.com.
Nectar Juice Bar is growing again with a fresh new location in Castle Rock, now open on Trail Boss Drive off Founders Parkway. Always fresh, always healthy, Nectar Juice Bar is a great way to start or end your day with handcrafted juices, smoothies, acai bowls, juice cleanses, and cold-pressed bottle juices that are always made with nutrient-rich ingredients that fit your healthy lifestyle. Download the Nectar Juice Bar app and get a free 16-ounce smoothie. Live your life to the fullest at Nectar Juice Bar in Colorado Springs, and now open in Castle Rock.
This is Ben Bueller Garcia, host of American Warrior Radio. If you're Medicare eligible and military connected, Rich Lewis and Medicare Mentors will guide you through setting up coverage and making sure you have the right options. You don't have to navigate the Medicare maze alone. Call Medicare Mentors now for your free consultation and free service. Call 719-886-3377. That's 719-886-3377. Medicare Mentors, personal guidance, no-cost consultation, proud sponsors of American Warrior Radio, Saturdays at noon on KPPF Colorado Springs.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke.
I couldn't speak or walk.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Are you part of Colorado's dirty little secret? Did you know that Colorado ranks lower than comparable states for recycling? You can help. Recycling valuable material, like glass bottles and jars, creates jobs here in Colorado and protects our wild places. Take the pledge, no glass in the trash, at our wastethewasteco.org. Sponsored by the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment and the Colorado Broadcasters Association. From family to fun and work, we lead busy lives, and making time to go to the DMV is the last thing you want to do. Fortunately, many Colorado DMV services are online, so you can skip the trip. Save time, go online. Visit dmv.colorado.gov/save-time and get back to living life. Sponsored by the Colorado Department of Revenue and the Colorado Broadcasters Association.